Coming up on March 19th, the second anniversary of the invasion of Iraq, and the ranks of the Coalition of the Willing are thinning.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Still, President Bush continues to paint a rosy picture of developments in Iraq, saying at his news conference today, "It's amazing how much progress has been made. I think the coalition has been buoyed by the courage of the Iraqi people." But the latest Washington Post ABC poll indicates shaky support for the president on his decision to go to war in Iraq. 53% thought the war was not worth fighting. 57% disapproved of the president's handling of Iraq. And 70% said that more than 1,500 American deaths are an unacceptable price. Americans ranked spreading democracy abroad near the bottom of valid reasons for American military intervention. And for the first time, a majority, 51%, called the war a mistake. Not all opinions were negative. A majority said they believe the Iraqi people are better off today than before the conflict began, and 56% said that after the election in Iraq on January 30th, they are confident that Iraq can create a stable government. And remarkably, most Americans still accept the administration's controversial reasons for going to war. 56% still believe Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and 50% still suspect that Iraq provided direct support to the al-Qaeda terrorists. 43% believe that the administration deliberately misled the country. At his news conference today, the president said, "Everybody's anxious for the troops to come home, but a majority of those polled do not believe he has a clear plan for bringing them home." This is Daniel Shore.